Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg Intelligence antitrust litigation and policy analyst Justin Teresi. A federal judge has ruled that Google's violated antitrust laws in a way that it's been in the way it's been using online advertising technology. So Justin, just start out by explaining what Google was doing that the judge says broke the law.
Yeah. Hi, Holly. Thanks for having me. So this is one of those really weird cases where the facts of the case might actually be a bit more complicated than the law behind the case itself. So I'll do my best here to kind of break it down. But what we're really talking about here are these display ads that you see on desktop websites. So that might be kind of a rectangular or square ad that you see on a local newspaper's website. That's really the kind of advertising that's issue in this litigation. So what the government was alleging is that there's the side where publishers, like the websites, they try to sell their ad space. There's the buyers of that advertising space. So think maybe like a small business, larger businesses, all businesses looking to advertise. And then there's that exchange in the middle that matches up the buyer with that ad space on the right website at just the right time. The government said Google had monopolized all three of those ad spaces, and worse yet, that it tied the publisher side of that space, so where the websites are looking to get people to buy a space, that they tied it with that exchange in the middle. And the way they did that precluded anybody else from really jumping into the marketplace. So that's the nuts and bolts of the litigation.
So if I wanted to buy space, I was getting nudged out.
Yeah. So actually, no. If you were looking to buy space, the government said, you know what? You actually have some other options available to you. You can try to find something through Facebook, which is a separate marketplace altogether. Amazon is a separate marketplace. But what the government did say is that if you're looking to sell advertising space on your website, the only way to do that is through Google's actual ad server and through the ad exchange that's tied to it. And what that meant is that these websites looking to sell space really didn't have much control over the terms that they sold their space on. They couldn't really make deals with different ad exchanges in the middle if they wanted to. So it really took away some of that competitive advantage that other folks could have had to try to manage this advertisement placement.
But this wasn't a total loss for Google, right? There were some things the judge said was okay?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as I was saying before, it's really that buyer side of the space that the judge said is okay. So think Google Ad Networks, right? This is where, again, your local restaurant might go to advertise, you know, some kind of a banner ad or something on a local newspaper's website. That side of the marketplace, the government said, is okay. So that's immune, I would say, from any remedies that are coming down the road. And really what we're looking at here is that sell side, so actually the publishers and their website space, and that exchange in the middle that matches everything up. That's where the issue is.
And they are going to appeal, so it's going to take a while for anything to really happen, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the timeline from here really looks like we'll have an actual hearing on what the remedies should be, probably sometime in the second half, and we could see a ruling on the remedies in the second half or early next year. But no matter how that turns out, you're right, that's going to be appealed, and we're probably looking at years of litigation here before any finality comes into play.
What could the remedies be?
Yeah, so I don't think we're really thinking a divestiture is on the line here. It's certainly is a possibility, I think. But time and time again at the trial, the testimony really was, when asking other ad servers why they couldn't get into the space, they would say, because we need access to the real-time advertising that's available through Google's Ad Exchange. So from my perspective, I really think if you open up that real-time advertising to other publisher ad servers, that goes a long way to solve the problem. It doesn't necessarily mean a divestiture is necessary.
Justin, you have one of the longest titles I have ever read, but I sure am glad you have
it.
Yes. Well, no, I'm glad you have it because it certainly makes it easier for me to understand what's going on. Thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's intelligence, antitrust, litigation, and policy analyst, Justin Teresi. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.